This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The Democrats have some serious spin. Serious spin. Oh, my goodness. Let's go ahead and start with the Scarborough clip, okay?
Well, you said they lost something, but they got chip funding, right?
Yes. Yes, but they sacrificed the narrative that it was Republicans who were trying to hold chip funding hostage. And then chip funding is gone. It's off the table. And now we're talking about DACA. DACA is now the issue that was shutting down the government. So we sort of skipped a step there.
Yeah, but if I'm a Democrat, and of course I'm not, but God knows I'm sounding more like one every morning. If you're a Democrat, and I went back to my town hall meeting, and they said, you backed down, I would say, I did what?
Yeah, and
I said, what? I guaranteed by standing up to Donald Trump and making sure he was out of this process, I guaranteed chip funding. I guaranteed by my fighting. You're telling me that a three-day shutdown wasn't worth guaranteeing health care for millions and millions of the truly disadvantaged children? I mean, that's a win for Democrats.
I can't tell you how.
If they know how to spin it the right way.
That's the governing wing of the Democratic Party's message, and it sounds so much to me like 2013. This is the governing wing of the majority party, or the minority party, saying, look, we got something out of this, while the activist class and the majority and the president are saying they folded. And that is going to fuel primary challenges. It's recalcitrant. It's sort of blinkered and fanatical. And it's going to be something that's going to radicalize the Democratic Party. I know because we saw it. We saw it in the Republicans in 2013.
Welcome, everybody. That's some wishful thinking right there. Oh, my goodness. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. This is, you got to love this. So what's funny about the guy who started it and ended that conversation is he says, chip funding's now off the table. They sacrificed the narrative. Chip funding's now gone. So now it's all about DACA. Okay? So my take from him was it was a bad move by the Democrats because the Republicans gave them chip funding. They're like, oh, yeah, so you got your chip funding. Good for you. But what about DACA? So then Scarborough comes in and says, but if I were a Democrat, you know, and they're saying you back down, I would say, no, I stood up to Trump. He was out of the process. I'll talk about that a little bit more later. The fact that Trump was out of the process. That right there, if you know strategy, you think to yourself, you know where I'm going to go with this. Because the fact that Trump was out of the process said, I'm done with you. That wasn't a good thing for the Democrats. It was a bad thing. But he says this three-day shutdown guaranteed a win for children. The Republicans were going to give these guys chip anyway. Fine, chip. Which is this health care program for, you know, underprivileged kids. You think the Republicans are going to fight you on that? Have it. But what the other guy said was really interesting at the end where he says, sounds like 2013 when the Republicans had some sort of rallying cry in 2013. We had already lost the second election for Barack Obama. And so I don't know what were we rallying for. But was it a prelude to the midterms of 2014 where the second carnage appeared? Because 2010, we whooped their butts. In 2014, we did it again. That's when we controlled both the House and the Senate. So what is he trying to say? You know, is he saying that the Democrats are going to rally? And you know, so here's a guy, he's arguing that they screwed up. But then at the end, after Scarborough goes, well, you know, I'm feeling like a Democrat, he comes back and says, well, the 2014, and he implies that the Democrats, like the Republicans, rallied in 2013 and then kicked their butts in 2014, are going to do the same thing in 2018. Now, people out there, you're going to get tested. These leftists want to convince you that they're on the right path. They're going to tell you about seats they've won and all these different things that are going. We've turned over this legislature and all that. They're going to tell you all kinds of things. Let me tell you something. Just like this stock market is blazing hot for Donald Trump, you wait until 2018. You're going to see legislatures continue to turn, but they're going to turn back and they're going to turn towards the right. They're going to turn towards Donald Trump all over this country. You're going to watch governorships turn towards Donald Trump. You're going to watch House seats go to new Trumpians. These are Republicans that follow Trump's marching orders. And you're going to watch the Senate go completely red. I don't know how many seats will win, but you're going to watch a lot of Senate seats. And here's how you know. Forget all the politics of it. Watch these Democrats who are moderates. The ones who are up for grabs in these various districts where it could go either way. Watch what they do. Because they have two choices. They can either say, we're going to buckle down and stick with the plan, go with the Obama stuff. You know, we're going to fight against Donald Trump with this immigration, all this. Or they will go, you know what, this immigration thing really seems like a hot button to my... They're going to be the bellwether. Forget all the polling and the pundits and all this other stuff. I'm trying to teach you something here. Pay attention over there. I'm trying to teach. Look, the signs are not what the people tell you. That's the lies. Those are lies. That's where people are trying to get over on you and tell you things and make you feel like, oh, geez, you know, I'm starting to feel like, you know, hopeless here. It seems like we lost in Wisconsin and we've done it. Forget all that. We did lose in Wisconsin. I don't know the demographics of it. Were we supposed to win handily or whatever? Who knows what happened there? But whatever, let me tell you, forget what happened there, because the Democrats can't focus on a bunch of different races. And what happens is that layer of left-leaning moderates, or even just the people that consider themselves independent and moderates, they are waking up right before your very eyes. And the people who are telling you this, forget about what I say, I'm biased in one form or another. The people who are running for office, who are in those embattled districts, they are the ones that are going to tell you, I really want to get on the bandwagon with immigration. Try to convince people that what the Democrats did was right, that you could run on the idea that you shut down government on behalf of illegal immigrations but didn't want to protect American citizens or the troops. Tell me which one of those is going to play anywhere in America outside of California or Massachusetts, possibly Oregon. It doesn't play. So don't get fooled by this nonsense. Use your common sense. I've talked to you many times. You are astute. You are very sharp people. I know this because you respond to different things that we write. Your observations are spot on. But you've learned not to trust yourself for some reason. You can trust your instincts. And of course, you got to act. It isn't like we can just sit on rest on our laurels.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I make my own theme music. What's up, y'all? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about the Tide Pod Challenge. Have you seen this? I mean, I've seen the little gushy gooey thingies, and I've never wanted to eat them. I knew what it was. I could see keeping it away from the little children. Don't let the little children get to the Tide Pod, please. Adults taking... Well, not adults. Millennials. And you know, you can be a millennial now till you're 65 if you're a leftist. They never grow up. I could see little kids seeing these as candy, and that's why they got it's tough to get the thing open and all that stuff. Yeah, I do laundry. What you looking at me for? I got no maid. So, yeah, I get it. But an adult looking at these things, that's concentrated juice, cleaning detergent, whatever. Soap. You don't want a bunch of soap in your belly. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll get back to that. I want to do listener messages right now. We got any calls we want to do? No, just the messages that I have right here. Okay, well, let's see what we got here. Why'd you print them out? You could have just sent them all. Housekeeping. Don't worry about this, radio listeners. This is just my internal staff making my life difficult. Carl. sent me a note. It says, there is zero chance of anyone losing their job over this thing, let alone even being named. And I'm presuming Carl is talking about the FISA memo. Yeah, the FBI thing. He titled this thing FBI Fiasco. The worthless Congress will not do anything. The DOJ FBI will never prosecute itself. The establishment will remain exactly where it is now. This will be about as effective as the Lois Lerner thing, the collusion thing, the Hillary felony server, etc., etc., etc. You're wasting your time talking about it. Carl's trying to save me some time. Thank you, Carl. Oh, he's going to save me some time. You can't, why are you talking about that? I'm talking about that, Carl, because you're going to be wrong. And when you are, here's what I'd like you to do, Carl. Call 844-551-8255 and just answer the question, who's your daddy? Okay? Because I'm going to be right. I've said it. I said it in 2017, and I said it at the beginning of this year. Happy New Year, by the way, everybody. I said 2018, you're going to watch Obama Jihad. The only thing is, they're going to be blind cutting each other's heads off in D.C., and that's exactly what has started to happen. See, Carl expects the ship, you know, this ocean liner to turn on a dime. The problem is, there's this thing called physics, and there's a momentum and inertia that's occurring. Well, it's momentum. The inertia is getting over that initially, but now it's got a momentum. And that big megaton ocean liner is headed towards the docks. And the left is trying to, they're trying to spin it on a dime. Or what the metaphor is, we're trying to spin it on a dime to stop the catastrophe. It's not going to happen. You can't do that. Trump's draining the swamp. He's draining the swamp as fast as you humanly possibly can do it. That you can't drain the swamp any faster. I'm sounding like Trump. I'm draining the swamp fast. You can't drain the swamp any faster. Nobody could do this better in draining the swamp. But he's right. Well, I'm right in playing him. You can't drain the swamp faster than Donald Trump. How much do you expect to happen that quickly? Donald Trump takes office. It's still got Obama's apparatus in place. And Trump says, okay, fine. You know, I got to get in here. I got to settle in. I got to understand where I'm at. And so he's maneuvering through the whole, you know, situation there. Crooked as the day is long, on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. And you think that it's just going to magically happen. Everything that you've learned up to this point, ask yourself this, Carl. Would you have known about it if Hillary Clinton was elected? I would venture to tell you, I'm hearing this big cacophonous no from the audience, because we wouldn't know any of this stuff. The fact that it's now, we're seeing the light of day, this stuff is starting to come to the light of day, is amazing to most of us. Ask yourselves, would you have ever predicted that we would be, you know, getting FBI text, FISA memos, and so on and so forth? Of course. Nobody would have predicted that under Hillary. Trump is little by little doing it. And not only that, he's doing it brilliantly because he's letting them do it. I told everybody, it would be different if Trump said, okay, well, I'm firing Mueller and I'm putting in Trey Gowdy. And then you bring all this up. Oh, it's a conspiracy, man. It's just against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. It's just trying to mess up a black man legacy. They'll be talking all kinds of trash. It's all their people. And they're scared crapless. So, Carl, you're wrong on this one, bro. I hate to tell you. This is the establishment, as you remember it, is gone. It's difficult for us to think, wow, we're actually going to get control of government. We actually now understand where things are. And as corrupt as it is, you know, the American public is going to lose faith in government. No, we're not. We're gaining faith in government every single day. Again, and that's another byproduct of Donald Trump. We're gaining faith in government. There are bureaucrats up there who are ideologically opposed to Donald Trump. But you know what? They are Americans. And they hate this. There are FBI agents that hate what's going on. There are NSA people that hate this. They may, and the thing about it is this. They could philosophically disagree with Trump. they could say, I don't like this dude or whatever. The more the truth comes out, what do you think's happening to these folks? They're looking at this going, you know what? This guy really is a patriot. He really cares. It's not just, you know, ego. It's not a bunch of, Donald Trump just wants to be in the limelight. It's none of those things. How many of those people do you think are being won over a little bit? Look, I get these are professional bureaucrats. Carl, I completely understand what you're saying, bro. I do. We had lost so much faith in the system that I understand you getting there, but I told everybody, I said, look, it's always darkest before the dawn. Let's go cliche, right? The fact of the matter is you got the right person in there for the job. And now the left are, if you don't, but look, in D.C. right now, all these leftist think tanks, etc., they don't know which way is up. The playbook for them has been burnt right before their eyes. Imagine you've got a recording or some notes or something, and you know you've got a prepared speech, and somebody just steals it, burns it before your eyes, and now you got to get out there and go talk about it. That's what the left is facing. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to react. Everything that they've learned, every trick they've tried, gone. Name me one that's worked. I'm not getting after Carl, but I'm saying, think about it. Name me something that the left has done that's worked. What have they done to Trump that you go, man, they got to him on that? He just won the situation with the budget, and February 8th is coming up. He's going to win it again. Everything they try, they lose. They lose the marketing battle, which is the worst thing that's ever happened to the left. Carl, trust me. You're going to watch heads roll, and you're going to feel good about it. This is one where you're going to lose, but we're all going to feel good. You're going to go, Kevin, you were so right. But you got to call and answer that question. Who's your daddy?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. President Trump was out of sight. That's not the old 1970s black version. Like, he's out of sight, man. I'm talking about he was out of sight. He disappeared. Welcome, everybody. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. The left are losing their minds. They got their butts kicked. They played chicken. President Trump drove his tank right down the road as they were in their little smart car. And guess what they did? They did what they were supposed to do. They veered, totally left, and ran off the road, derailed. And President Trump just kept driving the tank. In fact, he wasn't even looking. Oh, man, talk about getting your butt kicked. But it isn't just the butt kicking that bothers the left. Because they caved, as you guys know, they caved and said, okay, we're going to fund the government through February the 8th, and we'll regroup. And that's all you're hearing them talk about. We will regroup, and we will come back, and we're going to be stronger than ever. Stronger together. Wasn't that Hillary's slogan? Stronger together. Really? Oh, I don't know why that makes me chuckle, but the left, we're stronger together. A bunch of little metrosexual pansies. Ooh, look how tough we are. You better not mess with us, man. We'll call Antifa. We'll go get Black Lives Matter. Trump's like, go get him. Go get him. Hey, I'll be here all day. I'm here all day. Man, he whooped that butt. So here's the thing. Donald Trump took what they call a hands-off approach to negotiations. Now, let me explain what that means. What that means is it's very simple. Donald Trump called the Democrats over and said, hey, you guys want to meet? Let's talk about DACA. And he called his meeting. I wrote about this. I said, look, this is brilliant. He's not running from the problem. He's not saying, I'll wait on them to call me. There was no ego. Trump says, hey, come on over, Feinstein, whatever. Everybody, let's all get together. So Durbin and all these people came together. He brought over some Republicans and said, okay, let's see if we can work this out. They didn't work it out. So then Lindsey Graham and Durbin get together and come up with this plan that stunk. It was never going to pass. And then they act as if it was a bipartisan meeting. There's nothing bipartisan when Lindsey Graham's involved. Lindsey Graham is a rhino. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he should just declare himself to be a Democrat chick and move over to that party. Start wearing dresses and, you know, fight for the LGBT community. Because he is nothing more than a Republican eunuch, a rhino. Go, Lindsey. You got the name. So he and Durbin get together and say, we presented this bill and the president was all, and Schumer says he was all for it. That's a lie. That's the biggest lie. That's one of those obvious lies.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, so like when I ran against Usain Bolt in the Olympics back in, you know, like 2016, and I beat him.
Man, come on. So obvious. Donald Trump's going to accept your immigration plan without his border wall, getting rid of the visa program, getting rid of the chain migration, all the things that are near and dear to his heart, because he doesn't keep his promises. We all know Donald Trump doesn't keep his promises. So the left tried to sell a lie. They've forgotten, man. We don't believe them anymore. We don't believe their media. We don't believe their politicians. But they thought we could get this lie through. Well, it's got Lindsey Graham on it. That'll do it. So we call foul. Call BS. And so Donald Trump says, look, you're not bringing me a legitimate plan. Get out. He then calls Chuck Schumer over again. He says, Chuck, you want to work on this thing because you got no leverage, dude. You're going to fight against the American people and the military in order to support illegals. I'll go to battle with you on this from a marketing perspective. Schumer shut down. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Trump, I'll call it the Trump shutdown. Go for it, Chuck. Call it Trump shutdown. Let's see who trends. Let's see who blinks. So Donald Trump cut off all negotiations. See, there's a point in the negotiation, and I'm going to explain to you guys. When you're doing sales and you're at an impasse with your client, you've got a good product. The client wants that product. They do. They want, they, you know, it's not like they don't accept the meeting unless they want the product. The only thing that's a problem is they may not like your price or the time of delivery or whatever, but you're at the table. But there comes a point where you reach an impasse. And in a negotiation, you say to yourself, and I'm going to tell you how proper negotiation technique. You make the comment, you say to yourself, this is all I'm willing to go. This is the distance I'm willing to go. And you negotiate up to that point, iteratively, slowly. So Donald Trump essentially laid out where he was, etc. He knows he's in my product is the best product. You can't get my product anywhere else. But I'm willing to go, you know, a certain distance so you feel like you got a good deal. That's the thing of a negotiation. Everybody needs to feel good about it. But then there comes a point when you have the best product and you've got the negotiation strength, you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to take my product and I'm going to leave. I don't know if you've ever had this opportunity to do this in sales where you know you're in the driver's seat, but you really want to work with the client. Maybe it's a good client, somebody you've worked with over the years. You're trying to help them, but you got to remember you got a job to do, and what you do today has far-reaching implications of what's going to happen tomorrow. If you do the wrong thing, your client, you will know, I can take advantage of this person in the next negotiation. So you're not just negotiating for now, you're negotiating for later. And when you say to a person, you know what, Bill, I don't think we're going to be able to make a deal today. So why don't we both just regroup, and I'm going to take my product, my service, whatever, and I'm going to go, and we'll reconvene. And you leave. And Bill's going, but I need the product. And you're going, you're thinking to yourself as you're walking out, I know you need the product, but you're not getting it today. And then Bill starts ringing your phone. Hey, man, listen, you know, when can you get back over? And you just pretend that you don't see his name on caller ID. And you do that for a few days. And you know what Bill does? He finally begs you to come back. Listen, if you don't mind, man, I'd really like us to meet again. And that's exactly what happened. Trump took his ball and went home. And they say, oh, no, no, no. That's not what he did. He checked out. Yeah, he didn't want to be part of the negotiation.
Look what the pleasant, you know, they were, he supposed to be Mr. Art of the Deal, and he wasn't even there to be a deal maker. And I said this earlier, he made the best deal. The best deal is when you walk away and you know what happens? The guy deals himself. He's like, well, I mean, at this point, I guess we better figure things out.
That's what happened. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee says, look, what the president did clearly worked. You can talk about he was non-existent. He didn't, you know, he was, I think they, what do they say, a hands-off approach to the negotiation. Call it whatever you want. If you want to put the spin on it,
oh, he wasn't there, and so we finished it. Yeah,
he gave you an ultimatum. He took his deal and said, "This is the deal. You take it or leave it." Now the Democrats are spinning.
Oh, this is what it is.
Sarah went on to say this. This has been a big priority for the president. I think it certainly went much smoother than it has in the past. But also, the president was putting pressure and standing firm on exactly what he was willing to do and what he wasn't. And here's what's cool about it. It was a three-day shutdown, one of the shortest in history. The Democrats wanted to make a point that under Trump, we shut down the government. Backfire point. If that makes you sleep better at night, that we got him. Well, good for you. This article goes on to say this. Trump shifting positions, particularly on protections for young immigrants, twice scuttled deals that could have been avoided the shutdown, frustrating Republicans and Democrats alike. That is one of the biggest lies you could ever believe. First of all, he doesn't have a shifting position. Donald Trump's position on DACA is we have to look at this situation because these kids matter. And every Republican, I don't care if you're a conservative or not, you understand what it would be like to be a two-year-old, move to a new country, you know nothing about your old country, you'd grow up here, speak the language, etc., and suddenly you find out you're an illegal. We can all understand that. Now, that doesn't mean you get citizenship and all that, but we can deal with President Trump doing that. The left pretends that he doesn't want to deal with that. And so they claim that they had a deal going and all this. That was a lie. And I love how they put this. The White House refused to engage in negotiations over the weekend, said Schumer. The great deal-making president sat on the sidelines. That is a guy, that is a loser who's trying to look for anything. Throw me a lifeline and make people think that I'm really something special. This article says he chafed at remaining out of the fray, grousing to aides and outside advisors that he feared taking the blame. Who wrote this? This is like one of these frontier novels, like, you know, he was so fast that he could shoot a fly's wings all flapping in the middle of the sky, you know, from 1,000 miles away. This is nonsense. Trump doesn't blink. He knows his negotiation tactics. And you know what's so cool about this from our perspective? He knows it's so cold. It literally is taking candy from a baby. More to come, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, to be a white man today. Goodness gracious. Is there anybody under more attack? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. White men. You are so under attack. I was on a plane with a young white male on his way to California to do his job. He's a manufacturing guy. And I said to him, I said, man, you're a millennial. You're under attack. He goes, I know, God, man. But he was one of these left-leaning guys. Didn't quite know how to handle it. I shored him up. I want you guys to understand. I made him understand. Be proud that you're a male. Be proud that you're a white male. Don't let anybody talk you out of that. Did you have a choice? Let me ask you, all you white guys out there, did you have a choice? Did when you got out of your mama's womb, did you go, you know, not quite happy with this color or this gender? Could we change it? No. And neither did Bruce turn Caitlin. No, nobody. We are who we are. We're born with it. You learn to adapt. It's like a kid with no legs. You know what he does? He learns to use his arms. And his arms become as strong as his legs. That's what happens. If you're dealt something, it doesn't matter what it is. You got big ears, you hear better. You know? You adapt. And what happens is you got to deal with it. If you have big ears, I'm using little Marco as an example, Marco Rubio, who's got big ears. But if you get teased about your big ears, then you become smarter or whatever. You have a way. This is what we do as human beings. We adapt. You know, if you're oppressed as a black man, you know what we did when we were oppressed in the 1940s, 1950s as black folks? I wasn't there, but I know what we did. I've seen the movies. What we did is we behaved. We acted with decorum. We said, you will not defeat us. You're not going to make us, as my grandmother would say, come out of myself in order to please you. I will continue to be a person of good character, et cetera, et cetera. We don't do that today, not as black folks. No, no, no. We will, as my grandma would say, show our butts, but she used different terminology, in a minute, get all crazy, all over YouTube acting nutty. And in real life, too. Yeah, under attack, white folks, white men in particular. It's not about feminism. I have no problem with feminism. If there's a woman and she's proud of being a woman, good for her. I'm proud of you. It's like conservative women. They're proud to be women. They represent women well. They raise great kids that decorum. They're the ones that are flooding all these different charities and parent-teacher conferences and homeschooling kids and making sure that the kids get all the little goodies and things that they're supposed to do. Because let me tell you, daddies, we're not very good at that. We're not the guys that put you into summer camp and make sure you rub your bum bun when you get up. We're like, boy, just walk it off. Well, daddies do, but mamas are there, boy. They're plugged in. So, yeah, women should be proud to be women, in as much as men should be proud to be men. If you represent men correctly, I'm not talking about deadbeats. I'm not talking about leftists. Leftists don't know how to be men. Oh, they'll tell you. They'll fake it. They'll act it. They don't know how to be men. You conservative women out there, you nodding your heads going, yep, that's Kevin, you preaching, baby. You preaching. They don't know how to be men. They raise metrosexual, you know, little boys that never grow up. And you know, I was arguing the other day on TV. They love being home till they're 28, 30 years old and stuff like that, living off mommy and daddy, waiting on trust funds. I will tell you this. My grandmother, I helped her till the day she died financially. And I wasn't rich. But I'll tell you this. If she had been rich, I wouldn't have given 2 seconds of thought. When she died, everybody believed my grandmother was hoarding money. And I was like, I knew what she made her entire life. There was no way she was hoarding money. She would have had to be a financial genius. She would have had to been the mistress of Warren Buffett. You know what I'm saying? There's just no way. And so my uncles are like, you know, trying to figure out. And so one of my uncles made the comment, well, we got to make sure, you know, Kevin doesn't do that. You know, implying that I was going to be the one dispute, you know, in probate over my grandmother's will. And I was like, look, I don't know why he would say that. I don't care. I have relatives now who have money. I hope they live to. I wish, quite honestly, they outlive me. I don't want a nickel. I don't look for. Would it be a surprise? Yeah, I had a friend recently that just got a. $35,000. It was a family split when somebody died, and inheritance. Thank you. I was gonna figure it out. I was right there, but you beat me to it. Anyway, and he got $35,000 of newfound money. Could I use $35,000 of newfound money? Absolutely. But I didn't. You know, I wasn't like, ooh, man, you're so lucky. Somebody died and you got money. That is so morbid. Totally morbid. Anyway, that's not even what I was going to talk about. I want to talk about William H. Macy and the SAG Awards. Because Macy, he came out later and he was upset because he says men are under siege. Do we have the clip?
Thank you, my fellow actors. That was not planned. Anthony and Aziz and Larry and Sean and Mark, good to see you again. I like our category best. A couple of years ago, I was privy to a conversation where my friend David Mamet, who was really my mentor and taught me everything I knew, was talking to a journalist, and the journalist said, actors have a weird job. We just tell lies for a living. And Dave Mamet said, no, no, an actor's job is to tell the truth. And after a confused conversation, the journalist finally said, well, I think we're saying the same thing. But they weren't. And even though our lines and the stories we're told are given to us by writers, it's our job under those imaginary circumstances to find the truth. And I think it's a glorious way to make a living, especially in this day and age when so many people either can't recognize the truth or don't think it's important. And to my fellow nominees, you're very good at doing that. And if you will indulge me, Felicity Huffman, I love you so much, and Sophia and Georgia, I'm proud to be your dad. Thank you, folks. Thank you, my fellow actors.
So I talked earlier about William H. Macy. I love the guy as an actor. 67 years old, and they gave him a gong performance because after he did that, he came out later. He'd have been honored for the series he's got on Showtime called Shameless. I've never seen it. I'm always curious about him because he's a good actor. I put him in the, you know, top 100 for me. He's not top 10. But he talked about it's a glorious way to make a living in Hollywood. And it was veiled. You could tell it was veiled. It's a glorious way to make a living. He's saying, you know what, we're living the dream. But he's also realizing that they're squandering the dream because Hollywood is now so fixated on misandry, the hatred of men, and the downfall of men that nobody's safe. Dozens of sexual harassment claims, misconduct allegations that are circulating in Hollywood over the past, what, few months? And he goes on to say this after the fact. He says, you know what? It's hard to be a man these days. He said this after he accepted his reward. And when you go back and you listen to that speech, you can almost feel when he thanked his daughters underneath there, he thanked Felicity Huffman. He's saying, look, guys, you know what type of person I am. And I'm not saying he's under any allegations of that, but he's going, where does this end? Why can't we just do our jobs? We have an amazing thing here in Hollywood. We get to, and I love how he talked about it bringing, people say you guys are liars. He says, no, we're bringing truth to these characters. I'll give him that. And if you leave it in that context of Hollywood and say, yeah, you people get to come out and bring people to life. You get to make me like the bad guy, Anthony Hopkins, because I cheered for Hannibal Lecter many times. But the truth is, in real life, I don't cheer for that guy. You make me cheer for him in Hollywood, but I'm not going to cheer for a guy that kills people. Because the truth remains the truth. You can't, in Hollywood, you can turn a line to the truth. But not in real life. In real life, truth is truth. And he says this. He went on to say, I think a lot of us, if we're under attack, we need to apologize. And perhaps we do. And perhaps we are. But we'll keep talking. To repeat, I'm blessed that I'm in this business. That's a cautionary tale to say, look, guys, do you want to ruin what we have here? You're ruining this. He's not taking full responsibility. He's not saying it here. Perhaps we do, and perhaps we are. The perhaps are the key words. Perhaps we do, but perhaps we don't. Perhaps we are, but perhaps we aren't. But he knows he's got to couch that in Hollywood because people will take it the wrong way, and then career over. He's saying to Hollywood, when are you going to end this nonsense? Because you need to. Back of it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.